إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ما بعد، فإن الله سبحانه وتعالى شرع لعباده في ختام هذا الشهر العظيم، شهر رمضان المبارك، عبادات جليلة يزداد بها إيمانهم وتقربهم إلى ربهم وتكمل بها عبادتهم وتتم بها نعمة ربهم عليهم. من أهمها زكاة الفطر والتكبير عند إكمال عدة الصيام وصلاة العيد. وسنأخذ اليوم زكاة الفطر إن شاء الله تعالى. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated for us in the end of this blessed month of Ramadan noble acts of worship that will increase us in iman and complete and perfect the actions of worship. And this is from the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. From such actions of worship that Allah has legislated for us in the end of this blessed month of Ramadan, the month of fasting, is Zakat al-Fitr, the Takbir, and the Eid. Today, inshallah ta'ala, we begin by Zakat al-Fitr. And we have tomorrow and after tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, for the other topics. As for Zakat al-Fitr and the rulings and regulations, سنقرأ إن شاء الله من الملخص الفقهي لفضيلة الشيخ الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى باب في زكاة الفطر. قال الشيخ حفظه الله: زكاة الفطر من رمضان المبارك تسمى بذلك لأن الفطر سببها، فإضافتها إليه من إضافة الشيء إلى سببه. First of all, the Shaykh Al-Walid, the Dr. Salah Al-Fawzan, Hafidhahullah, he said that Zakat Al-Fitr, it is in Ramadan, in the blessed month of Ramadan. And it is given this name, the Zakat of Fitr, because of the Fitr itself. The Fitr meaning the breaking of the fast. Because it is given, and it is an indication that Ramadan came to an end. Zakat al-Fitr is not to be given in the beginning of Ramadan or the middle of Ramadan, but at the end of Ramadan. And in the end of Ramadan we have Eid al-Fitr. Also Eid al-Fitr, it is called Eid al-Fitr because this word al-Fitr means to break the fast, meaning you eat. Likewise Eid al-Adha, it is called Eid al-Adha because of this word Adha, Udhiyya, the slaughter of the and the sacrifice of the animal. والدليل على وجوبها الكتاب والسنة والإجماع. Says as for Zakat al-Fitr, what is the ruling? It is obligatory to give Zakat al-Fitr. And the Shaykh says the proofs are from the Quran, the Sunnah, and the consensus of the Muslims, scholars. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-A'la, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. He's successful, the one who purifies himself or his wealth. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. قَالَ بَعْدُ السَّلَفِ الْمُرَادُ بِالتَّزَكِّي هُنَا إِخْرَاجُ زَكَاةِ الْفِطْرِ. The Shaykh says some of the Salaf, they say that what is intended by the tazakka here, the purification, is zakat al-fitr. وتدخل هذه الزكاة زكاة الفطر تدخل في عموم قوله تعالى في سورة البقرة وآتوا الزكاة. Also, zakat al-fitr includes in the general meaning in the ayah when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said and give the zakat. and give the zakat. وفي الصحيحين وغيرهما عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أنه قال فرض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم زكاة الفطر صاعا من تمر أو صاعا من شعير على العبد والحر والذكر والأنثى والصغير والكبير من المسلمين. As from the Sunnah, you will find this narration that is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim, rahimahumullah, on the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made obligatory, has made zakat al-fitr an obligation to be given a sa' of dates. A sa' is a measurement. We're gonna deal with that measurement later on, inshallah. The sa' of dates or a sa' of barley upon the slave and the free, the male and the female, the young and the elder amongst the Muslims. وقد حكى غير واحد من العلماء إجماع المسلمين على وجوبها. Then the Sheikh says, more than one, many amongst the scholars, they mention and they bring the consensus of the ulama, the consensus of the ulama that it is obligatory to give zakat al-fitr. That it is obligatory to give out zakat al-fitr. والحكمة في مشروعيتها. What is the wisdom behind its legislation? قال الشيخ حفظه الله أنها طهرة للصائم من اللغو والرفث وطعمة للمساكين وشكر لله تعالى على إتمام فريضة الصيام. The wisdom, the Sheikh mentioned three. Number one, it is a purification for the fasting. When you give zakat al-fitr, you're purifying your fast from anything that you have done, looked at, said, that may take away from the reward and from your fasting. Then this zakat al-fitr cleans your fasting and purifies it for you. And also, it is a food for the poor. It is to be given to the poor, the fuqara and the masakeen, amongst those who are entitled to receive the zakat al-fitr. And also, by doing so, you're thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for assisting you and helping you to complete the fasting in the month of Ramadan. To complete the fasting in the month of Ramadan. عَلَى مَنْ تَجِبْ هَذِهِ الزَّكَاتِ Zakat al-Fitr. Remember now, don't confuse it with the general zakat. Zakat al-Mal. This is not, we're not talking about zakat al-Mal, the zakat on wealth or on gold or silver or on animals. No. This is zakat al-Fitr. The zakat in Ramadan. Okay? On whom it is obligatory. قال وتجب زكاة الفطر على كل مسلم ذكرا كان أو أنثى صغيرا أو كبيرا حرا كان أو عبدا لحديث ابن عمر الذي ذكرناه قريبا ففيه أن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم فرض زكاة الفطر على العبد والحر والذكر والأنثى والصغير والكبير من المسلمين وفرض بمعنى ألزم وأوجب. So zakat al-fitr is obligatory upon every Muslim. Okay, that's the first condition. Every Muslim, male or female, both. Whether they are young or they are elders. Free or being a slave. Because of the hadith, the Shaykh said, we just mentioned to you earlier, the hadith that is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim, on the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, and in it that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made zakat al-fitr obligatory upon the slave and the free, the male and the female, the young and the elders amongst the Muslims. He says, and the meaning of farada, meaning made obligatory, made binding upon them to give zakat الفطر وكما أن في الحديث أيضا بيان مقدار ما يخرج عن كل شخص وجنس ما يخرج Likewise, this hadith of Ibn Umar رضي الله عنهما tells us also how much you give and what you give. Okay? How much you give in Zakat al-Fitr. It is not left for every one of us to just give whatever they want to give as related to the weight or the measurement, nor it is left for the people to give anything they want. The hadith specify how much you give and what do you give in Zakat al-Fitr. فَمِقْدَارُهَا صَاعٌ As for the measurement, how much you give is a صَاعٌ وَهُوَ أَرْبَعَةُ أَمْدَادٍ And the صَاعٌ is four mud. And the mud is, you put your hands together, is the mud. But also there is the mud, the nabawi. There is the mud, the nabawi, we're going to share with you later on, inshallah ta'ala, from the statement of Shaykh al-Uthaymeen. رحمه الله تعالى. Or we can give you this information right now, just in case I forget. Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen رحمه الله تعالى, he says that he bought imud. He says he paid some nice money on 42, the Shaykh says. Why? And this mud, he says, it was found in Unayza. Unayza is where the Shaykh lived, in Saudi Arabia. He said they found it in this old house, like destroyed place. And from the things they found is this mud. And with it there was something written that says this mud was given from this person, traced back to Ubay ibn Ka'b, to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he says, so when they, so four of those, he says, equal 2,040 grams. Not pounds, grams. It's like some five, maybe, I don't know, if you do the math, somebody has the Google, he can convert 2,040 grams. 2,040 grams to pounds. It's gonna give you close to 4 pounds and a half or something like that. Inshallah. So this is what you give for every person, like you yourself. If somebody by himself, that's what he gave. 4 muds. If he's married, just him and his wife, no children, no family members live with them under his care, 1 sa' for him and 1 sa' for his wife. So it would be 8 mud. If they have 1 child, they add that. So now they have 3 sa's. 2 children, 1 for him, 1 for the mother, 1 for each of the babies, it's 4 sa's, and the like. So it's a sa' for every member that lives in the household, including the man himself. وَجِنْسُ مَا يُخْرَجْ هُوَ مِنْ غَالِبِ قُوتِ الْبَلَدِ What do you give now? So we know how much, but what do you give in Zakat al-Fitr? And it is considered Zakat al-Fitr, that which the people eat in the area. The famous food and the most eatable food in the area, that's what you give the people. You give Zakat al-Fitr from that. سواء كان برا أو شعيرا أو تمرا أو زبيبا أو أقطا أو غير هذه الأصناف مما اعتاد الناس أكله في البلد وغلب استعمالهم له كالأرز والذرة وما يقتاته الناس في كل بلد بحسبه. لأن الشيخ mentioned and the types of food is burr. Or the burr is the wheat, where they make the wheat flours, or barley, or dates, or raisins, or aqit, which is some type of dry cheese. These five are mentioned in the hadith. They mention in the hadith. However, the Shaykh says, but it's not, they're not limited to these five types. But rather, a person can give other foods when the people they have their customs to eat in that area. The most thing that the people eat and use in that area, that's what you give from. Such as rice. Even though the rice is not mentioned in the hadith. But this, if people, they eat rice, this is the famous area they eat rice, you give them rice. Dhura, which is, what is dhura in English? Corn. Corn too. Some people, they may eat a lot of corn, and they have a lot of corn in the area, that's what they, you give zakat al-fadr. And also whatever you, whatever the people eats in abundance in that area, and it is available for them. And of course, this varies, the Shaykh said, كُلُّ بَلَدٍ بِحَسَبِهِ. There is some areas they eat rice. They just eat a lot of rice. So you give them rice. That's what the people know. Other countries, they don't eat rice. They don't even know how to cook rice. You give them rice, it's going to sit right there. They don't even know what to do with it. Why? Because the people, they're accustomed to barley, for example. That's all they know. They know barley or corn. Okay? So you give the people what they... He said every country and a place and area according to what is known to them. كَمَا بَيَّنَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ وَقْتَ إِخْرَاجِهَا. Likewise, the Prophet ﷺ made clearly for us the time where Zakat al-Fitr to be given out. أَمَرَ بِهَا أَن تُؤَدَّ قَبْلَ صَلَاةِ الْعِيدِ كَمَا فِي صَحِيحِ الْبُخَارِي مِنْ حَيْثِ بْنِ عُمَرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا. The Prophet ﷺ, he gave his command and order that to be given before the Eid prayer take place. Before the Eid prayer take place. So therefore you don't delay it out until after the Eid prayer. As it occurs in Sahih al-Bukhari on the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhumah. قَالْ فَيَبْدَأُ وَقْتُ الْإِخْرَاجِ الْأَفْضَلُ بِغُرُوبِ الشَّمْسِ لَيْلَةِ الْعِيدِ. So therefore the time began at the sunset of the night of the Eid. For instance, if the moon was sighted today, for example. Well, let's give a concrete example. Because next Wednesday, the coming Wednesday, is going to be the 29th. It's going to be the 29th of Ramadan. So then the moon will be sighted that night. If the moon is sighted on Wednesday at Maghrib, then that Maghrib, that night, when you give the zakat, that's the best time. Okay? You give the zakat. Zakat al-Fitr. وَيَجُوزُ تَقْدِيمُ إِخْرَاجِهَا قَبْلَ الْعِيدِ بِيَوْمٍ أَوْ يَوْمَيْنِ. فَقَدْ رَوَى الْبُخَارِ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ أَنَّ الصَّحَابَةَ رِضْوَانُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِمْ كَانُوا يُعْطُونَ قبل الفطر بيوم أو يومين فكان إجماعا منهم وهذا من قول نافع رحمه الله. The Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan says, however, it is permissible to give zakat al-fitr out to the poor and the masakeen and the like a day or two before the Eid. The 28th, the 29th of Ramadan. It's okay to do that. Why? Because Imam al-Bukhari رحمه وتعالى in his Sahih mentioned the statement of Nafi' that the Sahaba, he's a Tabi'i, the companions Ridwanullah alayhim, they used to give Zakat al-Fitr before the Eid, a day or two before the Eid. And this is considered Ijma', consensus of the Sahaba Ridwanullah alayhim. وَإِخْرَاجُهَا يَوْمَ الْعِيدِ قَبْلَ الصَّلَاةِ أَفْضَلُ. He says, however, giving it on the day of the Eid, but of course before the Salat. You give it that day from Fajr until, mashallah, you give it that day, it's better. فإن فاته هذا الوقت فأخر إخراجها عن صلاة العيد وجب عليه إخراجها قضاء. So, but if a person didn't give it until after the Eid prayer, still have to give it. Still have to give it out to the poor. But listen to the hadith of Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما. من أداها قبل الصلاة فهي زكاة مقبولة ومن أداها بعد الصلاة فهي صدقة من الصدقات. Whoever gave the zakat out before the Eid prayer, it is considered accepted zakat, zakat al-fitr. But if a person give it out after the Eid prayer, it is just considered a charity from the regular charities. قال الشيخ ويكون آثما بتأخير إخراجها عن الوقت المحدد لمخالفته أمر الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. Not only that this person, his zakat al-fitr will be considered only a charity, a regular charity. Of course, the one who delayed it until he gave it out after the salat. But also he's sinful. That person is sinful. Why? Because they give the zakat in a time other than which the Prophet ﷺ has set for the Muslims. And therefore this person has opposed the command of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, the ulama, they say, unless if a person under some circumstances couldn't do it, person is going on his way and get in a, caught up in the traffic, whatever, anything that keep that person away from doing it, that's different. But this is person, and for here we want to draw your attention to something. Zakat al-Fitr, everyone is responsible to give his Zakat al-Fitr. Unless if you find a wakil, illa an tuwakkil. Unless if you find a trustworthy person who will say, I'll do it on your behalf. Other than that, bring in Zakat al-Fitr and put it by the shore rocks, in the masjid, and you think that's it, you did it, that's not right. You can't just bring it and put it somewhere and you assume that you gave it. La, you have to give it, or at least find someone who will do it on your behalf. ويخرج المسلم زكاة الفطر عن نفسه وعن من يمونهم أن ينفق عليهم من الزوجات والأقارب لعموم قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أدوا الفطرة عن من تمونون. Now the Muslim gives زكاة الفطر on himself and on everyone that he's in charge of, everyone that under his care, the people that he was taking care of, wives, children, family members, who they live with him, and he take care of them. He gives zakat on every one of them, including himself. ويستحب إخراجه عن الحمل لفعل عثمان رضي الله عنه. But the Shaykh said, however, it is recommended, not obligatory, to give zakat al-fitr on in the case of pregnancy, because Uthman radiallahu anhu, he did that. If a woman is pregnant, then her husband can give the zakat if he wished to include the baby and give a sa' on that baby who is not even born yet. It's okay, but it's recommended, it's not obligatory. ومن لزم غيره إخراج الفطرة عنه فأخرجه عن نفسه بدون إذن من تلزمه أجزأت لأنها وجبت عليه ابتداء والغير متحمل لها غير أصيل وإن أخرج شخص عن شخص لا تلزمه نفقته بإذنه أجزأت وبدون إذنه لا تجزئ. Now if a person chose someone to give the zakat on his behalf and also that person gave it himself, it's okay. It's because people, they ask sometimes, look, I tell somebody to give the zakat, but now I don't know, can I still give it? The Shaykh says, you give the zakat, it's okay, inshallah. ولمن وجب عليه إخراج الفطرة عن غيره أن يخرج فطرة ذلك الغير مع فطرته في المكان الذي هو فيه ولو كان المخرج عنه في مكان آخر. Now, if you accept to give zakat al-fitr on behalf of somebody else, okay? So you give it along with yours, in the place where you live in. Even the person who entrusted you with his live in another area. Okay? Even if that person, somebody gave you zakat al-fitr and entrusted you to give it, then you give it on his behalf along with yours in the area and the place where you live, where you are. Even if the person who asked to give the zakat al-fitr on his behalf live in another area. قال ويجب أن ننقل لك كلام ابن القيم في جنس المخرج في زكاة الفطر قال رحمه الله لما ذكر الأنواع الخمسة الواردة في الحديث وهذه كانت غالب أقواتهم بالمدينة فأما أهل بلد أو محلة قوتهم غير ذلك فإنما عليهم صاع من قوتهم. Then the Sheikh said, we would like to bring you the statement of ابن القيم رحمه الله as related to what is the types of food that you give زكاة الفطر from. He says, Rahimahullah, meaning Ibn al-Qayyim, after he mentioned the five types of food that are mentioned in the hadith, then he says, these five types that are mentioned in the hadith, because this is, was the most things that the people eat in Medina at that time. He says, as for every place, every area, if their food is different than these things, then what's incumbent upon them is to give a sa' from the food that it is found in their area. قال فإن كان قوتهم من غير الحبوب كاللبن واللحم والسمك أخرجوا فطرتهم من قوتهم كائنا ما كان هذا قول جمهور العلماء وهو الصواب الذي لا يقال بغيره. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahu ta'ala in his book I'lam al-Muwaqqi'in, he continued by saying, if the food of that particular area is other than grains, it's not grains, actually is milk, it's people, that's all they do, milk or meat, people eat a lot of meat or fish, people don't eat grains, they eat a lot of fish, for example, he said they give zakat al-fitr from that food. They give it from the food, doesn't matter what it is. He says this is the statements of the majority of the scholars. And it is the right opinion, he says, that no one should go to other than it. إِذِ الْمَقْصُودُ سَدُّ خُلَّةِ الْمَسَاكِينِ يَوْمَ الْعِيدِ وَمُوَاسَاتِهِمْ مِنْ جِنْسِ مَا يَقْتَاتُ أَهْلُ بَلَدِهِمْ. He said, because what is intended by this is that to give the masakeen, the poor and the needy, on the day of the Eid, that which will enable them to eat from the food that the people in the same area eat from. وعلى هذا فيجزئ الدقيق وإن لم يصح فيه الحديث. He says, for this reason, for this, giving flowers is okay. Even though the hadith that talks about flour is not sahih, is not sound. But based, if the flour is the thing that is used in the countries, some country, that's what you give them. You can give them flour. Because they use it for different purposes. They make bread and the like, and cookies and the like. قَالْ وَأَمَّا إِخْرَاجُ الْخُبْزِ أَوِ الطَّعَامِ فَإِنَّهُ وَإِنْ كَانَ أَنْفَعُ الْمَسَاكِينَ لِقِلَّةِ الْمَأُونَ وَالْكُلْفَ فِيهِ فَقَدْ يَكُونُ الْحَبُّ أَنْفَعُ لَهُمْ لِطُولِ بَقَائِهِ. Then Ibn al-Qayyim رحمه الله says, as for giving bread ready, or the cooked bread, or some cooked food, even though that is come very handy, as they say, especially now the poor, they don't even have to cook it, it's ready for them, but it is not better for them than grains. Why? Because the grains, they can stay for a long time. But the bread or the cooked food cannot stay for a long time. But if they get a lot of food, okay, and then they eat only what they can on that day or two, then that's it. But if they get a lot of grains, a lot of rice, a lot of barley, corn, dry, They understand dates, zabib, raisins. They can eat what they can, and they can use some of the to cook from the rice and beans and the like, and then they can save the rest. وقال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله كما في فتاويه يخرج من قوت بلده مثل الأرز وغيره ولو قدر على الأصناف المذكورة بالحديث. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahu wa ta'ala also he says in his fatawa, this is the volume 10 and also volume 22 and volume 25 in different places in his fatawa, he says a person gives zakat al-fitr from the food of his area. If the arz, which is rice, is the food that the people consume the most in the area, that's where he gives the zakat al-fitr from. He says, even if that person is able to give zakat al-fitr from the five mentioned types in the hadith, even if barley is available, dates, okay, even if raisins available, but yes, it is permissible to give zakat al-fitr from the food that is found in that area, even though it is not from the five types of food that are mentioned in the hadith. وهو رواية عن أحمد وقول أكثر العلماء وهو أصح الأقوال. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahmat alayhi says this is one of the opinions of Imam Ahmad, and this is the statement of and the opinion of the majority, most scholars. And then Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah says, and this is the soundest of all statements and opinions. فَإِنَّ الْأَصْلَ فِي الصَّدَقَاتِ أَنَّهَا تَجِبُ عَلَى وَجْهِ الْمُوَسَاتِ لِلْفُقَرَاءِ. He says why? Because the asl and the origin in giving sadaqah is that you give something that benefit the poor. You give them something that will be beneficial for them. وَأَمَّا إِخْرَاجُ الْقِيمَ عَنْ زَكَاةِ الْفِطْرِ. هذا مهم جدا الآن لأن كثير من الناس يسألون. As for giving the value instead of giving food, some people they give money. A lot of people, I'm not saying a lot of people, but some people think that it's okay to do instead to give zakat al-fitr rice or barley or corn or date or raisins or the like, they give $7 or 10 or 5. It depends on how they decide. Some decide $7, some decide 8, some less or more. And instead to give zakat al-fitr food, as it is clearly the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, and that was the campaign they were upon, they just collect the money and give money instead to go to the poor with food, with rice or the like. They give them money, envelopes. Here, faddal zakat al-fitr. What is the ruling on this? قال أما إخراج القيمة عن زكاة الفطر بأن يدفع بدلها دراهم فهو خلاف السنة فلا يجزئ. He says, as for giving the value in money of zakat al-fitr instead of giving food, and keep in mind when we say giving food, you don't have to go and buy rice. If you have rice at home, that's what you give zakat al-fitr from. This is not an obligation or a condition that you have to buy to go to the store. No, if somebody, for example, wants to give rice and he already has 50 pounds of rice, good rice that he eats and his family eats, you don't have to go to buy more rice. He can take from that one. But if it's not enough, then he will get more. But if it's not enough, so you shouldn't think that you have to go and buy. No, you buy if you don't have anything. طيب. So now certain people, they said, what they do? Instead of giving food, they give the value in money. The Shaykh, he says, this is in opposition to the sunnah. فلا يجزئ. This is not zakat al-fitr. Okay? لأنه لم ينقل عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا عن أحد من الصحابة من أصحابه إخراج القيمة في زكاة الفطر. It says because we have nothing transmitted whatsoever. We have no narrations that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم nor any of his companions they gave the value instead of food of zakat al-fitr. None of them give currency instead of food. وقال الإمام أحمد رحمه الله لا يعطي القيمة. Imam Ahmad رحمه الله, when he was asked, he says, no, you don't give the value in money. Give food. In Zakat al-Fitr, of course. Talking about Zakat al-Fitr. You don't give money instead of food. No, you gotta give the food in this one. قيل له قوم يقولون إن عمر بن عبد العزيز كان يأخذ القيمة. But he was said to Imam Ahmad رحمه الله, but Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, the great just ruler, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, who was the ruler from the year 99 to 101 of the Hijrah, rahimahullah. He was a very just ruler, rahimahullah. So of course, he was before Imam Ahmad. So he was said to Imam Ahmad, but Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, he used to accept the value instead of the food. What do you think Imam Ahmad will say? Oh, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz did it. Okay. Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Right? No. Listen what he said to them. قَالَ يَدَعُونَ قَوْلَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمُ وَيَقُولُونَ قَالَ فُلَانَ. He said, subhanAllah, these people, they leave the statement of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they say so and so said. SubhanAllah, see? Sunnah, ikhwan. Now you find many awam. Oh, why are you giving money? $7. Oh, our imam, masjid said. Oh yeah? You care about your imam what said, you don't care about what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? See, that's the problem. That's the issue we find with certain people. When we tell them, as yesterday I was giving a talk in Ibad al-Rahman, and about this, and then this guy, he just jumped in a conversation, and he says, you want us to follow your ulama from Saudi? I said, Akhi, taqi Allah. Did I mention any Saudi? The people, they were like, Akhi, he didn't mention no Saudi. He said, Akhi, some people, they just have something against Saudi. I don't know why. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. I said, yeah, Akhi. After he talked and talked, I said, yeah, Akhi, I'm not saying, I'm saying, qala Rasulullah. Farada Rasulullah. He said, but in Azhar, I said, yeah, it doesn't mean Azhar or Pakistan, Bangladesh, Syria, Senegal, doesn't matter. We do not leave the statement of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the statement of anybody else. And that's what Imam Ahmad said. He says, subhanAllah, these people, they leave the statement of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They don't act upon what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and they want to act upon this person and that person. And that's exactly in some masajid where the people, they don't learn the sunnah and they are not taught the sunnah. So they are easy prey in the hands of those imams. They give zakat al-fitr money, and you ask them why? So our imam says. Which one? The imam in the masjid. And you tell them, do you know that the Messenger said? Do you know that the companions did? Oh, I don't know, but my imam is enough for me. No, it shouldn't be like this. You don't follow anybody for whatever they give you. No. You follow the sunnah. If that imam, maybe he's wrong. Maybe he don't know. You go to him. If you have an imam like that, says give it in money, you said to him, look, you are our imam. We respect you, man. We pray behind you. But in this one, no, we can't follow you in this one. Why you not follow me in this one? Because we already have a hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not just one, couple of a hadith. And this is what the Sahaba radhiyallahu alayhim, when we are commanded to follow the sunnah. Now we follow you if you follow the sunnah. But if you don't follow the sunnah, we're going to follow the sunnah. Ayna'am. So Imam Ahmad, he said to them, they leave the statement of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they say, so and so said, while Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma says, Farada Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam zakat al-fitr sa'an, al-hadith, and Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, in this hadith that is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari, Imam Muslim, said that The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it obligatory to give Zakat al-Fitr a sa' of, and he mentioned food. No, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't say no money, no equivalent, and no value of that. And of course, those people, when they don't follow the sunnah, the shaitan opened for them so many ways of arguments. What they said, he says, look, what is beneficial for the poor these days? To give them rice or to give them $7? That's what they say to you. And then, and you said, okay, keep going, just finish. You finish what you have to say. And then they say, okay, I'll tell you. Now, if he want to pay rent, is he going to give the landlord some pounds of rice and beans? See? If he want to pay his bills, electricity, is he going to send, they accept from him money or dates and raisins? And if you want to pay his, put gas in his car and go to the gas station, are they going to accept money or is he going to say, oh, you know, just take some zakat fitr? See, people need money. Somebody who don't know, he's like, yeah, you're right, man. Astaghfirullah, yeah, okay, here's my $7 too. But if somebody know the sunnah, alhamdulillah, and study, he will know how to deal with these people. First of all, the ulama, they says, look, these people, they, the way that they talk in, as though they restricted the whole zakat in zakat al-fitr, meaning that there is no other zakat. The fuqara, they have zakat al-mal. There is zakat al-mal where they get wealth, they get money. They get a lot of it, alhamdulillah. And then there is the sadaqat, the general charities that we are recommended. Okay? But this one, why it is to be given food? Because the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said so. So if somebody care about this person, let him give, follow the sunnah, and then you want to pay his rent, go ahead, akhi, no problem. Give zakat al-fitr in rice, or in barley, or dates, or raisins, or any of the food. And if you want to put another $10 on top of that, or 100, or more or less, it's okay. No problem. But as long as the zakat al-fitr to be given from food. Okay? وَلَا بُدَّ أَن تَصِلَ زَكَاةَ صَدَقَةَ الْفِطْرِ إِلَى مُسْتَحِقِّهَا فِي الْمَوْعِدِ الْمُحَدَّدِ لِإِخْرَاجِهَا أو تصل إلى وكيله الذي عمده في قبضها نيابة عنه. So now the Sheikh says, and it is a must that Sadaqat al-Fitr, the Zakat al-Fitr, reach those who deserve it in the right time when you give it, before the Eid prayer. Or reach the person who will give it on your behalf. Okay? فَإِنْ لَمْ يَجِدِ الدَّافِعَ مَنْ أَرَادَ دَفْعَهَا إِلَيْهِ وَلَمْ يَجِدْ لَهُ وَكِيلًا فِي الْمَوْعِدِ مُحَدْ وَجَبَ دَفْعَهُ إِلَىٰ آخَرَ. Now the Shaykh says, but if you have in mind to give Zakat al-Fitr to somebody, or you are going to give it to someone who will do it on your behalf, but now you couldn't find the person you want to give it to, or you could not find the person who supposedly do it on your behalf, he said you have to switch and find somebody else and give it at the right time for it. You wanted to give it to some people, but you couldn't reach them, you couldn't find them. Now you're going to give it to somebody else that you find, so that you can give Zakat al-Fitr in the right time fixed for it. قال وهنا يغلط بعض الناس بحيث يودع زكاة الفطر عند شخص لم يوكله المستحق وهذا لا يعتبر إخراجا صحيحا لزكاة الفطر فيجب التنبيه عليه. The Sheikh says here, he point out a mistake that some people fall into. You will find the person give زكاة الفطر to someone that the one who deserved it didn't appoint him to collect it on his behalf. SubhanAllah. He just go to a brother and say, oh, can you give me Zakat al-Fitr? But that person, he don't know who to give it to. No, there are certain people who, they trust someone, they say, yes, you can collect Zakat al-Fitr on our behalf. If you want to bring it to us, it's okay. You give it to that person. But you don't give it to anybody, put it in his hands. Some people, they just want to get rid of it. That's how it looks like. Zakat al-Fitr. Bismillah. Assalamu alaikum. Some people, they be driving in a car and pass by two people standing. Assalamu alaikum. Drop the bags. Assalamu alaikum. And he keep going. No, this is not how you do Zakat al-Fitr. Some people, they force people to take Zakat al-Fitr. Please, akhi, take it. I'm your Muslim brother, right? Come on, I have only half an hour for Salat. Please take it. This is not how it works, akhi. This is ibadah. You need to know how you do it. You got to do it the right way. Some people, they bring it until Zakat, the imam, they want to like, okay, stow. We've seen people. I didn't see it actually. I was going to say some people told me that they seen this. I didn't see it myself. But some people told me they pray somewhere with the people. And then people right there, when they say, استقيموا, the imam says, okay, استووا, to pray, they be given money. Giving money to each other. Zakat al-Fitr. Zakat al-Fitr. Yeah, this is not how it's done. First of all, we learn that giving it in money is not the sunnah. And it's not Zakat al-Fitr. And this is not how you give Zakat al-Fitr. You don't bring people bring with them, yes. People, they bring in the musalla of the Eid. They bring the Zakat al-Fitr with them and they just put it right there. And even when the salat is finished, you find piles of rice and beans and dates sitting over there. For who? They don't know. And those people, they think they gave Zakat al-Fitr. It's very important for us, Akhwan, barakallahu fik. Now I want to read to you a fatwa, an answer from Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala. Some people, they ask this question a lot. Is it permissible? هل يجوز دفع الصدقة والزكاة لغير المسلمين? Is it permissible to give sadaqah, the general charity, and the zakat to the non-Muslims? قال الشيخ ابن عثيمين رحمه الله نعم يجوز دفع الصدقة لغير المسلمين لتأليفهم على الإسلام مع رجاء إسلامهم سواء من الزكاة أو من صدقة التطوع. الشيخ ابن عثيمين رحمه الله تعالى, he said yes, it is permissible, but remember, don't just take this one and go. You gotta listen to the condition. الشيخ ابن عثيمين رحمه الله, he said yes, it is permissible to give sadaqah, the general sadaqah, and zakat to the non-Muslims, but to incline their hearts to Islam. If you know somebody from non-Muslims who they close to Islam, they interested, then you give them sadaqah and you give them from zakat to incline their hearts to Islam. If you know that they are قال مع رجاء إسلامهم, you're hoping that these people enter into Islam. And there is indication because they be talking to you about Islam, they like alhamdulillah, your religion is good, and you're like, akhi, won't you come in it? They're like, oh, inshallah. They don't say inshallah, but he says, one of those days. Some people, you tell them, look, come, be a Muslim like us, and alhamdulillah, it's good for you. He says, okay, what did they do? Say shahadatain, alhamdulillah, he's Muslim. But other people, he says, look, I know you guys, your religion is the best so far. You know, according to them, because they've been reading here, Buddhism, this, that, whatever. They says, look, I've been reading, but this is the best so far. Okay, so go ahead, it's easy to be Muslim. It's like, no, it's little. These people, yes, if they are from the people, you give them. It's okay. قال وأما غير ذلك فتحل لهم صدقة التطوع ولا تحل الزكاة. Other, if this reason is not met, other than this reason, then the non-Muslims is permissible to give them sadaqah, the general charity, but not the zakat. Zakat is not permissible for them. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا ينهاكم الله عن الذين لم يقاتلوكم في الدين ولم يخرجوكم من دياركم أن تبروهم وتقسطوا إليهم إن الله يحب المقسطين. Allah did not prevent you from those who didn't fight you in your religion and didn't chase you out of your homes, that you be nice to them and kind to them and you be just with them. And Allah loves those who are just. قال وأما الزكاة فإنها لا تحل لكافر إلا إذا كان مؤلفا لقوله تعالى والمؤلفة قلوبهم كما في سورة التوبة. He says yes, the general sadaqah, you want to give some sadaqah, it's not zakat. It's okay to give it to non-Muslims. However, as for the zakat, it is not permissible to be given for the non-Muslim, except if that non-Muslim, you're giving it for them to incline their hearts towards Islam. You know that they are acquiring about Islam, they like it, but they're not Muslim yet, to give it. Also the ulama, they says, or to give it to somebody who close to be Muslim as well. Some people they inquiring about it, some people they very close. And you never know, by giving them, mashallah, that may be it for them and Allah open their hearts to Islam. He says, as for the zakat, it is not permissible to give to the kafir, except if he is from those people who are mu'allaf. Because Allah said it in Surah At-Tawbah, Ayah 60, إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَاءِ وَالْمَسَاكِينَ الْآيَةُ وَمِنْهَا وَالْمُؤَلَّفَةُ. That the zakat is to be given to the poor and the needy, and from those, الْمُؤَلَّفَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Those non-Muslims who do not fight you, they don't say bad things about Islam, they're not Muslims yet, but they incline towards Islam. They respect the Muslims, they respect Islam. Also the ulama, they says, includes in this also someone who just became a Muslim. Someone who just became Muslim, you give them the zakat, you give them charity, so to help them to stay upon Islam, alhamdulillah. Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, Hafidhahu ta'ala, he has a fatwa also in his Muntaqa, Fatawa al-Fawzan, volume 2, number 333. He says, madmoon, not word for word, the madmoon, the summary of what the Shaykh says, يجوز إعطاء الصدقات الواجبة مثل الزكاة والكفارات. لا يجوز إعطاء الصدقات الواجبة مثل الزكاة والكفارات وزكاة الفطر والنذور للكافر إلا للمؤلفة قلوبهم. نعم. شيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله says it is not permissible to give the zakat that is obligatory or the sadaqah actually, the charity that is obligatory. He said it is not permissible to give the non-Muslims the obligatory charities. And he gave us the example, such as the zakat of wealth, such as kafarat, expiation, when somebody has to expiate on this or that, such as zakat al-fitr, such as nudur, somebody has an oath. These, none of these to be given to the non-Muslims, unless if that non-Muslim fall into the category of al-mu'allafati qulubum, those who their hearts are inclined towards Islam. Okay? So this is, alhamdulillah, he gave us an answer, because people ask, can I give this to non-Muslim? Can I give zakat al-fitr? Can I? No. Unless if that non-Muslim, they are inclined toward Islam, yes, you can give them that, alhamdulillah. قال أما صدقة التطوع فيجوز لمصلحة كأن يكونوا ذوي قربة يتألف قلوبهم كما في حديث أسماء رضي الله عنها لما جاءت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في أمها قال سلي أمك. He says as for the general charity that is not obligatory upon you, it is permissible to give it to the non-Muslims if there is a benefit behind it, such as these are people are your close family members. You give them your charity. You be nice to them and kind and give them a charity. Because they know that this is from your religion, from Islam. You're taking care of them. And you're giving them first before others. And you will tell them, because that's what Islam. Islam commands us to take good care of our families. They're like, hey, they may, Allah may open their hearts. And they're like, alhamdulillah, we want to be on that too. So that, to incline their hearts towards Islam, and to attract them towards this beautiful religion of Islam, that because the benefits is only for them. We don't call the people to Islam to increase the numbers because Allah needs more numbers. A'udhu billah, hasha lillah. Allah huwal ghani. When we call the people, we'll tell the people this, because some people, they look at it, oh, like, why you want more Muslims? Huh? What are you trying to do, guys? What, you want to go conquer China or something? No, he said, we don't care about none of that. It's only for you. You be Muslim is only for you. I'm doing all of this. I'm trying my best for you. Not for nobody else. Then they're like, okay. I see. Said, yes, the people, your family. Because Asma bint Abi Bakr radiallahu anhuma, she came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she asked about her mother, who she was not a Muslim yet. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, be nice to your mother. And of course now some people, they want to know the weight. Alright? Some people, they want to know how much is a sa' of this and this. Of course they differ. They differ because of the weight and the volume and all that. They differ. However, in a website of the Sheikh Abi Abdul Mu'izz, Muhammad Ali Farkous from Algeria, he put some measurements in there. He put some measurements, like dates, he says, one sa' equal 1800 grams, which is 3.96 pounds. That's what he says in his website. Keep in mind that the best way you do it is when you do yours. You know, you go with your muds and mashallah, put it in zip like that. However, Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahmatullahi ta'ala also, he says, they give measurements, but these measurements, they vary from according to the food he wants to give. Some of them are dense and heavier than others and the like. So this is what this Shaykh Farkous from Algeria, from Ahlul Sunnah, alhamdulillah, hafidhahullah, he says, for dates, if somebody wants to give dates, is 1800 grams. For one person, that's the sa', some 3.96 pounds. Al-Urz, which is rice, 2300 grams, 5.07 pounds. Al-Adas, lentils, 2100 grams, 4.62 pounds. Flour, farina, 1400 grams, 3.086 pounds. Lubia, dry beans, 2240 grams, some 4.93 pounds. Zabib, raisins, is 1640 grams, equivalent to 3.615 pounds. Okay? So inshallah ta'ala, this is what we want to present for you. Inshallah ta'ala, hoping that this will be as a benefit for those brothers and sisters here, and whoever may this information reach him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aid us and help us to adhere to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa taqabbalallahu minna as-siyama wal-qiyam wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman كثير